The best thing to do is stay inside. I'm Kevin Uretsky, Fox News. In many places, the temperatures remain sub-freezing as people try to do the best they can in dealing with the cold.
You still have the wind moving across the country, and with that, it does feel colder. Plenty of spots still feels like you're in the negatives, negative 10, negative 20 degrees in some of the coolest spots. And then even stretching down a lot across the south, a lot of these places in the teens or 20s for your feels like temperature still this afternoon.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. The temperatures and heavy snows continue to cause problems across the country, especially concerning travel on the roadways.
On I-75 in Saginaw County, Michigan, they had cars, trucks, and even semis that slid right off the icy roads and into a ditch. This comes as millions of Americans are dealing with bitterly cold temperatures and blizzard-like conditions. Now we go to Ohio. That 50-car pileup left at least three people dead and several others injured. The crashes left that turnpike closed for hours.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Today marks the 10-month mark since Russia invaded Ukraine, and the attacks continue.
Just brutal images coming out of Kherson. 10 people killed, according to Ukrainian authorities. They also say 55 people are hurt, and 18 of those people are in grave condition. Zelensky also says this strike was in the central part of Kherson, not near a military facility. Zelensky says Putin is, quote, killing for the sake of intimidation and pleasure.
That is Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv, Ukraine. And a judge has thrown out Republican Carrie Lake's challenge of her defeat in the Arizona governor's race to Democrat Katie Hobbs. The judge rejected her claim that problems with some ballot printers were the result of intentional misconduct. Hobbs, the Democrat, will become Arizona's next governor, replacing outgoing Republican Doug Ducey. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As record numbers of illegal migrants continue to stream over the southern border, the true costs on some American institutions is being revealed. One Arizona hospital is on the hook for $20 million.
That's how much the hospital is forced to eat because of migrants who needed treatment but couldn't pay. Contributing to the astonishing amount, expensive surgeries and intensive care. Yuma Regional Medical Center President Dr. Bob Tranchill telling Fox News neither the state nor the federal government is willing to step up and help his nonprofit hospital, calling the ongoing costs unsustainable.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. And a sad story out of a Kansas zoo breaking hearts as it shows the depth of a mother's love following the death of a five-week-old baby chimp.
The Sedgwick County Zoo in Wichita says caretakers found the baby chimp dead Thursday, cradled in his mother's arms. No word yet on the cause of death for little Kucheza. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And do you want to know where Santa is at all times tonight? Well, as they say, there's an app for that.
For the past 67 years, North American Air Defense, or NORAD, a consortium of the U.S. and Canada, have been tracking the flight of Santa Claus as he flies across the globe delivering presents all in one night. Back in the day, NORAD issued position statements and took phone calls. Today, there's a NORAD Santa app for that, both on iOS and Android. Now, kids, close your ears. Parents, don't fear. Neither American nor Canadian tax dollars are spent on this yearly public relations campaign. It's paid for by a slew of corporate sponsors. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And here's hoping Santa delivers whatever your family desires. Of course, most importantly, health and happiness. I'm Kevin Uretsky, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.